Now to a story that has us seeing double. Several years ago, French-Canadian photographer François Brunel started a project documenting doppelgangers. He's on a quest to snap 200 portraits of people who aren't related, but just happen to look uncannily alike. François Brunel joins us now from Montreal. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad to be here today.
I've been looking through a lot of these portraits. They're up on our website, npr.org, and they're just strikingly close in appearance, these two people. And you can't believe that they're not related. I'm looking at a pair from Toronto, Sarah Fournier and Alan Medill, and they both have these long faces and very strong jaw. They look exactly like a brother and sister, and they're not. They're not related.
No, not at all. In fact, it's a friend of mine who has a company in Toronto. He told me, "Oh, are you looking for lookalikes? There are two people who work at my office, and they look the same, and you should see them." So I went to Toronto, and they came to the place I had found in Toronto to do the picture. And when I saw them, I said, "Oh my God, look at the jaws, you know, and the skin is the same." So that was one of my first that I did, and I was very proud of this one, and a man and a woman, which was uncanny at the time for me, because since then I've a couple that are men and women, but it was the first one not the same sex, so I thought it was weird, but then it works.
You know, the skeptic in me does wonder if you do any checking to see whether they might just possibly be related after all, and that's why they look alike.
Yeah, it's a good question, because I personally ask this question myself every time, but I ask them for information. And I make sure before they show up that they're not related at all.
How are you finding the people for these photographs, these doppelgangers?
Well, at first I would know some people, you know, that I met over the years, and then I would try to reach them. I remember there was the husband of a friend of mine. I think he worked at a bank once, because I went at a bank and I saw this man. I say, "Oh my God, it must be him," but maybe it's not him. Finally, I called my friend. I say, "Your husband finally switched jobs to be banker." I said, "No, not at all. What are you talking about?"
Wrong guy.
Yeah, wrong guy. So finally, it took me about 6 months to find the guy. Finally, he showed up, and I did the pictures with the two men. You know, it was fine to see them, and each one has two children. They were about the same age, and they were looking for a new spouse, both of them. So they had this in common. You know, it was very, very, very funny. But after a couple of good pairs that I found by myself, I was short of people. So I decided to ask the media for help. And people hear about my project, and then they just go to my website, which bears my name, francoisbrunel.com. And then they can register and send me a little note about who they are and who is their doppelganger, because I'm looking for pairs of existing doppelgangers and not trying to match people with other people in the world. I do not do that. I got a lot of email, especially from Brazil, and they say, "Oh, please find my lookalike."
Oh, they want to have a doppelganger. They don't know of one.
Oh, yeah. You would be surprised how many people on this planet are looking for their doppelganger. And the most interesting example, I guess, would be the Chinese people. I've got many many emails over the years from Chinese people who are asking me, "Could you please find my lookalike, please, so I can have something to relate to?" So this is quite amazing. And some of them, they write from Beijing, China. So,
what do you think that says?
Well, I think that we live in a world where people are more alone than ever, because we're more in contact with people with Facebook and the smartphones and everything. But at the end of the day, you're alone in your room and you're thinking about your life, and it's a you would like to have someone, I guess, to relate to, that could be your partner or your best friend. So someone looks like you, at least you can share some of your misery, I guess. I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, Mr. Brunel, good luck with your doppelganger project, and thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you very much, Melissa. That was great.
That's photographer François Brunel of Montreal. He's on a quest to document 200 portraits of doppelgangers. And you can check out the images yourself at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.